Mona Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Noral Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. We really, really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please reintroduce yourself to the people at home?
Thank you for having me. Again and again, my name is Funky Banjoko, a councillor for the regional municipality of Wood Buffalo, city of Fort McMurray. It's been my honor to serve this community, this region for almost 4 years, and it's been my honor to be to be able to air my views through your channel and many other channels. As we all know, I'm a very shy person, but I speak my truth. So I'm really happy to be back here again.
There we go. Awesome. Yes. So let's get started. Tell me about how your summer's been going.
Oh, this is the summer to remember.
Okay.
It's been a lot of work. Of course, I kickstarted my campaign. I did a campaign launch on August 3rd. And that's been going on well. Lots of support, outpouring love. I'm really grateful for everyone for the positive feedback, and even for those who had other suggestions. I'm grateful for the love, the affection, and the overwhelming support of the people.
Okay.
So it's been great on that note. But having said that, I have pretty much have no summer because all I'm doing is getting ready to hit the road. The full campaign will be September 22nd when the billboards and the signs go up. And I love the signs, so I'm working on designing what we'll be seeing all around town.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, I'm taking it easy. I just feel I deserve a me time. My doctor actually asked me a question, and I was thrown off balance when she asked me the last time I took time off, not to attend a wedding, not to attend to a friend's birthday, but a time when I'm just home, waking up late, or I've gone to Hawaii or Mexico, and I didn't really have an answer.
I know.
And so I decided to take some time and look after myself. Though I can never stop walking, so but yeah, taking it easy, and it's been very busy. Fort McMurray is maybe one of the busiest places I've ever lived, even after living in places like Chicago and Toronto. And why that is because of my involvement in the community, I think, because I could never get a break.
Yeah,
I think my weekends are busier than my weekdays. So a lot of things happening in the community. It's been fantastic connecting with people, engaging with them, hearing them and talking with them, and also celebrating with people, business openings and things like that. Those are things that I look forward to, and it's been a lot.
Yeah,
a lot this summer in Fort McMurray. So yeah.
Your page or your Facebook account and your Instagram is kind of what I follow to see what's going on in the community, because you're so active. You and
someone
Mike Jones.
Told me, like, so I'm many just people like, oh. have actually told me that before. All you need to do is check Funky Banjoko and you'll know what's going on.
Yes. So you definitely do invest that time in the community, going to things. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, and I do that because when I say it's a honor to serve as a councillor in this region, I truly mean it. Coming from a different continent and rising to this point. So I take that responsibility seriously. And I have shared before, when I show up, I don't show up empty. I show up to support, to give, to encourage, to inspire. So it's a lot for me, but it's my way of giving myself my all. So as much as I can, I, like I said on my poster, I'm a leader that shows up. That's my style. You will see me and you will of course hear me. That's my style. Yeah, that's my style and I love it.
There we go.
Yes.
Now, in regards to council, you have the summer off, right? Like there's no meetings now. When's next?
We have a special meeting on September 4th.
Yeah.
And a real one, a scheduled one, September 9th. And it might spill over to the 10th because that's the last meeting or before we hit the road and get the new council in.
So now that you've had a few years to like reset and come back, this is, what's it like when council breaks? It's, to me, I've never been on council, obviously, and I think most people haven't either.
Yes.
So to have like a vacation away from, but then get back into council, what does that feel like? Because you really don't get the traditional break that we all get.
Saying we are on break, it's just break from the council meetings.
That's right. I think people need to know that.
There's nothing else that
disconnection
changes.
Is there.
I have emails, tons of calls, everything going wrong, everything, different kinds of things. For instance, the change of schedule for transportation. It's been the thing we are dealing with. So it's never ending if you really, really want to do this well. So sometimes people, you know, they can't reach, they go to my Facebook and send me a message. And of course, I like to respect that and get back to them. And so the break is from reading the big binders and the council meeting. Other than that, everything else is still coming to our emails. We still have to read if we want to be diligent. So we get emails, whether it's provincial related, whether it's whatever is going on, we would know. So and of course it's also important to respond and to make our opinions known, especially maybe some things that need, the administration needs our feedback and things like that. So it's pretty busy. Yes, it is.
No doubt.
It is.
The one thing that you said a few times, which I always think is amusing when I think about politicians, is you have to be a professional reader. You just have to read all of the time. If you don't like reading, don't sign up for this job.
Yeah, it's going to throw you all off balance if you don't read those materials. And I haven't said that. I think I've said it a few times before. I'm not an engineer. I'm not going to be a professional construction person. So there are some things that I technically I can't understand as much as a typical engineer or somebody who has done project management on the field, not desk work.
So
I have my style to make sure that the things that are within my areas of specialization, whether it's cost savings, cost analysis, supply chain issues, and of course social issues, which is a big thing for us, housing, poverty reduction, things like that. And the you know, God has a way of preparing you for your journey. My best subject in high school was literature, so English was my favorite thing. And for those who don't know, in Nigeria, basic education is, everything is taught in English. Actually, you cannot go into the university. You won't gain an admission into the university if your English is not up to a certain level, regardless of the course of study, whether that's good or bad, whether that is actually a reasonable thing to do, but that's the standard. And we all, and of course Nigeria was colonized by the British people, so I guess that's what they wanted, and we've been sticking to that. English and literature were my good subjects, especially literature. I like reading. I might not be reading as much as when I was 24, but I could deal with details, history, things like that.
Yeah. That's a huge benefit to you in the position you have. Yes. It's so much reading. I see the binders you guys walk around with every once in a while, or when you get to the meetings on like the TV, and you guys are putting your binders down.
And then sometimes you have to flip to the pages and check.
So when we first met, you were running 4 years ago,
let's say.
You hadn't been a counselor yet.
Yes.
And now 4 years have passed.
Yeah.
And you said you've already had your launch party, you're running again.
Yes, I am.
So what about it? What about the job? Because we've discussed how much work it is, how much time it is, how much reading it is. Why and what about the job is enticing for you to want to continue to do it?
Well, you know, I have my analogy is when you find your purpose, walking becomes leisure. If you put a brand new Toyota, and you store lots of good items in it, that's not the purpose. But if you put a Toyota on Highway 63 and you rev it, then you get the best of it. I think for the most part, I can conclude this is what God wants me to do. This is my purpose. I've always loved people. I've always loved solving problems at the low level. You need a pair of shoes. Oh, somebody's pregnant. They need baby shower and things like that. Yeah. But I didn't know where he was taking me. So I thought that was it. But in as much as it's a difficult job, I think I enjoy it. And so I found my purpose, one. And I also, that's on a personal note. But on looking at it strategically, it's better for the region for continuity. I've worked on a various kind of motions, and okay, they passed. Now what? I would complete the tuning of Highway 63. I asked that we develop a strategy to manage our special need kids. I was talking about kids, but people said, no, it's not only kids. There are some, you know, things like that is passed. Poverty reduction. But the implementation hasn't been done. They are working on some things, even the transportation, which I love and worked on. We're managing it. It's not yet to where we want it to be. And I can go on and on. So we need people who will be there that knows the history. I miss Councillor Jane Stroud, because, and I thank God that I got as much from her as I could, not knowing it was going to be short-lived. But she came with a lot of knowledge, and I think I'm going back with more than when I came in. For sure.
Yeah.
That's for sure. So I think whoever becomes the mayor will need a funky on that council. And I'm ready to do the work. I love it. And I want to do it again.
There we go.
Yeah, well, and people are actually calling me to run for council. And some are asking me to run for something else, which I don't want to mention.
Yeah.
But I'm sticking to council because I think that's where I should be at this point.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sweet. Yeah. Well, you spent a lot of time in Fort McMurray this summer.
Yes.
I haven't. I've been traveling a lot. Everybody tells me the weather's been a little bit off here. Like, tell me a little bit about that. Give me the perspective from the weather of Fort McMurray. Because everybody likes to complain most of the time, but it looks beautiful here. And like,
it's been beautiful this year, and we had lots of rain. Rain is much more better than fire.
I'm saying, right?
So
it always used to rain here too. Like, it was raining here lots when I was a kid.
Yeah. Okay, but 2016 is what scared me.
Yeah, but
when the heaven was like shut and we couldn't get drops of rain. So this year I like it, but I tell you what, on August 3rd, the day that I launched my campaign, was the day that there was smoke everywhere.
Oh.
And that's a little bit strange.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was actually like late afternoon and the smoke was everywhere and I was going to almost cancel.
Yeah.
But thank God I didn't, because I got to the hall and the place was full.
Yeah.
Yes, but so sometimes I think you can expect some funny things.
Yeah, yeah. Like the smoke is weird, especially I didn't hear a lot of smoke. People were saying rain, but that's great that there's only 1 or 2 days of smoke.
Yeah, but you know the good thing, as we were leaving the campaign place, we were walking to the rains. I didn't even know it was raining already outside.
Yeah.
So it's been pretty good this year.
Yeah.
And generally, our summer, I think it's better than some other places. It's not as humid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So when we don't get the fires, I love it.
Yeah. That's why.
And hopefully we don't get that again and all that. At least not.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I struggle, like the last two summers in particular, I haven't been around Fort McMurray that often, but for years I went out of my way to stay in Fort McMurray just because our summers are so awesome.
Yes.
But yeah, this summer I hear a little bit of rain, but that's not a bad thing.
Yes, no, it's not bad.
And you were saying out of your campaign though, on the day that it was smoking, tell us a little bit about that event. I was unable to make it, I wasn't in town, but it sounds like it was
supposed to be there.
Yeah, I was out of town.
Yeah, it was an amazing day for me.
Yeah.
Lots of people showed up, and community leaders, political leaders, business leaders, and of course my good friends, the regular people like me. Mm-hmm. The whole place was filled up, and the words of encouragement that I got, endorsements, and things of that nature. It was really encouraging for me that people could look away from the smoke, brave the smoke, and come, you know, join me. That was great. I'm grateful. If you are watching,
yeah, that's awesome. Yes. So where was it held?
It was at Dog Bank Cabe. Oh, I hope I'm calling it.
Yeah,
correctly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
beautiful.
It's my favorite place. Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite places in Fort McMurray. I love it there.
Yeah, I grew up in Dickensfield.
Okay.
And so going on that trail system, the Birchwood Trails, and then it ends at the cabin.
Yes.
Like, that's my childhood. Like, I just grew up in those trails.
Yeah.
And to
it's
see,
a nice place.
Oh, it's beautiful. And to see what that cabin has turned into over the years.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's a nice place.
Yeah.
Yes. So since I discovered it, I pretty much used the place for anything. Yeah. Yes.
There
you go. Yes.
Now
it was good. It was
next
good.
Question
I was
I have.
Able to discuss my achievements for the past 4 years and what people can look forward to, including the last two motions that I'm hoping to get passed in the during the September meetings. One is for micro grants for our children. I know you will love that.
Yeah.
And the other is for green energy. It's a bit technical, but other cities are doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to copy what's good in other places. And so I'm looking forward to finishing strong.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yes.
That's great.
Yes.
Now, I know you're a proud mom, so here's a platform for you to brag about your awesome children. What are they up to?
Well, the girl is finally trying to, she started working on her Canadian law exams.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God she's too busy for me. And then my son is doing great, still in the States, working in D.C., very close to the guy that is giving us tariffs.
Yeah.
So he's loving the job and he's been promoted to something, and I'm like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
This is a kid. So they're both doing well, and for kids it's a work in progress, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think they know what they're doing, and I'm pretty proud of both of them. That doesn't mean I don't have times that I say, what are you doing? Come on.
Yeah.
And then sometimes too, now I'm learning to understand that sometimes they have superior opinions. Because it's like, you know, you have to adjust to that point that, okay, this guy might know better, you know. So sometimes I try to process what they're trying to say. Mm-hmm. Now I'm trying to, I'm getting to that point where I know KG might be smarter in some places.
There you go. Yes. I know she's going to love that. That's going to be clipped and played for years to come. Anyways, Tanner tapped his watch. So that means we're out of time.
Okay.
But before I cut you loose, you get a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Oh, thank you again for having me.
Welcome.
Thank you for watching. It's amazing to be able to talk to you all. I appreciate it. It's been my honor again to serve the region. And I also want to openly display some affection for my supporters. Thank you. There's no funky without the people who put me there and support me, advise me, correct me. You guys are the bomb. I appreciate you all. Thank you.
There we go. Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world. That's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Naral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.